Continuing on our NFL picks, I've got Brad and Ben from the podcast Sports Meets Beer here, and we did the two teams that are either local or formerly local, the Raiders and the Niner games. Now we'll do wild card picks. We each pick a different game and tell you our thoughts. Brad, why don't you go first?
Well, I'm taking what everyone's calling the game of the week. It is the there's about 700 years of combined quarterback age in this game. however, they are both still very effective quarterbacks. It is the Tom Brady-Drew Brees Bowl. It is the Tampa Bay Bucks at the New Orleans Saints. Again, I'm going with the continuity factor. If you recall, there was a time when the Philadelphia Eagles put together the, quote, dream team.
Oh, man.
They had Michael Vick, and they put Vince Young on the team, and they brought in all these wide receivers, and everybody was going crazy, and then they just went.
This has that written all over it.
It does. It does. But Tom Brady is a much better quarterback than anybody that the Eagles tried to run out there.
Sure.
Even at this age. Although Mike Evans is dealing with some injuries, he's questionable for the week. Again, I got to figure he's going to play. But the Saints just top to bottom are a better team here. They just are. Take the over. I can tell you that. There's going to be a lot of points scored here. But that is a tough open for Tampa. At the Saints, again, there's a continuity factor. And the Saints added Emmanuel Sanders to an already disgustingly good offense.
Yeah.
So I just think, you know, even if it gets into a shootout, I just don't think New Orleans will have the ability to make a play late in the game defensively to win, where I don't believe that Tampa does. And it's not like Tampa's defense was bad last year. They were above league average. But it's the Saints' offense, right? So it'll be a fun game. Take the over. The Bucs are 3.5-point underdogs, and I think the Saints actually cover here because I just think they have the ability to make a play or two late in the game to get them over the hump in a high-scoring game. So I'm going with the Saints.
I'm taking the Cowboys at the Rams. There's really no advantage anymore for a home team, right? If not going to have the majority of your fans there, but you do have that new stadium smell happening for the Los Angeles Rams. And, you know, this is going to be interesting because you now have a new head coach in Dallas. No more Jason Garrett pacing on the sidelines, chuckling to himself and his meme-tastic personality. but you got Mike McCarthy, who is no slouch. You know, obviously him and Aaron Rodgers didn't see eye to eye, which is why he got sent packing. But at the end of the day, he's still a decent coach, and I still think he is going to make the Cowboys a better team. It's going to be the relationship with Dak, obviously, talking long term. But for here in week one, I have a feeling since LA has really changed their offense. You know, they don't have Todd Gurley anymore. They don't have Cooks anymore. And those two players were the ones who scored the most points for the team offensively last year. I think you're going to see the Cowboys come in and really shut them down and really scheme themselves into the win.
So you're taking the Cowboys.
L.A. Dave is opening the season just angry at us already.
Of course. And let's be clear. Some of my decision-making leans heavily on making him upset.
Thanks for listening, Dave.
all right. My wild card is the Philadelphia Eagles against the Washington football team. Did you notice?
Oh, wow. Way to go out on a limb, Danny. Jeez Louise.
Well, look, I'm trying to get some early advantages.
A win's a win.
Did you see
after peer pressuring me into Tampa and the Saints, he's going with a complete shoe-in. All right, go ahead.
Yeah, but is it though? I mean, look,
hey, you can't predict every dumpster fire out there. If I picked it, they would have burned me. I know it.
This has no bearing on the game, likely. But did you see that Alex Smith made the 53-man roster?
Yes, of course he did.
That's so amazing, though. That's so amazing. Yeah. I mean, he's QB3, but still, I mean, that's amazing.
If you've seen
that documentary about his leg, you know that the man, even soon, you know, being in the locker room is amazing. Yes. His leg's going to get COVID, and it'll be fine. He's going to be fine.
He's going to start.
They need to examine his brain.
Wait, did you say he's going to start?
He's going to get a start this season.
I think he will, too. But anyway, I'm going with the Eagles taking on beating the Washington football team. So there's my wild card pick. I just want to talk about Alex Smith. All right, there you go. We'll see how this pans out, and it'll be quite the interesting weekend of football, fanless in most areas, and I don't know. I don't. It's going to be weird, but I think exciting as well. So, I'm ready.
Yes.
You can check out their podcast, Sports Meets Beer, on all the podcasting apps, and we will do Beer 30 coming up at 8:30.